Tired of paying for channels you don't watch? Well, a new select package by Sling gives you a curated lineup of live and on-demand TV you actually want. With channels like Fox News, NFL Network, FX, FS1, and more, starting at $19.99 a month. There's even some 4K content. And in designated markets, subscribers get local broadcast networks too. No long-term contract, no hassle, just the live TV you love. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes. Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
We love big money on the Bart Winkler Show.
You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW.
The cards are on the table. Bring in the high rollers.
Hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around.
It's time to put up or shut up with Call or Fold.
It's like I'm sitting here playing cards with my brother's kids or something.
Here's Big Bucks Bart Winkler and Cold Cash Carlos Ortiz.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah!
Call or Fold every Tuesday here on the Bart Winkler Show, solely on the Infinity Sports Network. We get you the stories of the day, nay, the week, if I remember to include Mondays and the weekend. And I will deal these stories out to Bart. Bart has the option to call, buy, or fold, sell, or raise, really, really buy it, which he never really does. So I made that sounder for no reason, but it sounds pretty cool. So
do you have a flip the cards over and walk away from the table?
You know what? I should have a flip the table one, but then that's going to be another sound that you're not going to use. So, you know, what's the point? My work goes unnoticed here. Let's start.
Work.
Yeah, I know, right? I do work. Maybe not as much work as you like.
What's your other job?
It's this one.
Oh, okay.
I do three jobs. I am one person.
Okay.
Although my paycheck doesn't reflect that. All right, let's rewind to Sunday when Rory McIlroy won the Masters. One of the stories that was making the rounds after Rory won the Masters and completed his career Grand Slam is that Rory did not talk to Bryson DeChambeau the entire day as the two were paired together. Well, McIlroy's sports psychologist, Bob Rotella, said that was all part of the plan. Quote, "That was just the game plan all week, and we wanted to get lost in it," end quote. Bart, I ask you, call or fold, not talking is why Rory won the Masters.
Fold.
Fold.
And I would even say, like, fold that it even gets any credit to be a part of the puzzle. He didn't talk. He also shot one over on the day. And he choked multiple times,
including on 18.
Like, Rory won the Masters, and the reason it was so incredible to watch on TV is because he kept choking it away. Now, he overcame the chokes multiple times, at least three solid chokes, but he overcame it. I don't think not talking to Bryson had anything to do with it. That would be to get into Bryson's head. Maybe that worked. Maybe Bryson, yeah, maybe he got into his head. He faltered, but I don't think that is the case. But if you're at the point where you're at the Masters and you're like, all right, I'm going to try to get this other guy get in his head. Golf is such a mental game that you really got to worry about yourself first. And whatever they would have expended onto Bryson, I mean, he shot one over, so for the day. I think he doesn't like Bryson and didn't want to talk to him. I don't think there's anything more than that to it. But they can say whatever they want. They got a green jacket now, so. But I fold.
I will say, just side note, with the whole Bryson DeChambeau thing, like, he's, I don't know who his PR, like, his publicist is, but he's done a turnaround. Remember, nobody really liked him, especially the incidents, like, stemming with him and Brooks Koepka. Like, he seemed like persona non grata for a while. So, good for him, because I think people are starting to turn around back on Team Bryson. Look at me talking about golf like I like it. Let's go to Miami. The Dolphins are looking to trade 3-time All-Pro cornerback Jalen Ramsey. And reports are they've been trying to do so for a couple of weeks. Dolphins have the 13th pick in this year's draft, and they have 10 total draft picks. As of right now, any trade involving wide receiver Tyreek Hill, however, is not on the table. But general manager Chris Geer said he'd consider doing that if he were offered 2 first-round picks. The health questions surrounding Tua have quieted down a little bit, but they're not gone. And, Bart, I feel like Jalen Waddle's MO is make a great catch in the first quarter, get folded in half, miss 2 quarters, and come back in the fourth quarter for absolutely no reason, just so you can lose your fantasy matchup by 3 points. Call or fold? The Dolphins should just blow this damn thing up.
I am going to... I don't know what it would look like, but I'm going to call that.
Cold.
I've got a problem, not with the Dolphins, but when this story came out, I thought, I don't think we even need to talk about this. What is there to talk about? This is the Miami Dolphins. It feels like a story like this comes out every couple of weeks, and I don't think it's pertinent to McDaniel or to Tua or Tyreek or this current iteration of the team. It just seems like the Dolphins are a team that they just exist to be the part of somebody else's story. I mean, they're never going to win in the cold, not with those jerseys. I believe it. They had their chance at a Super Bowl a long time ago. Couldn't win with Dan Marino. That was it. Thank God for their existence, because Ace Ventura was a great movie. But no, I don't look at them as a serious contender, and I don't know when the last time that I did was. When's the last time that you thought coming into the year the Dolphins were going to be like they were going to win the AFC East?
Rhetorical question, or are you asking me?
Well, typically when I ask questions, yeah, I was asking you, kind
of. Yeah, that was really more of a longer pregnant pause than I'm used to.
Well, because it wasn't a pregnant pause, it was a question. Last time they won the East, by the way, was 2008 with Chad Pennington winning Comeback Player of the Year.
Yeah, when he was throwing 15-yard Hail Marys. Chad Pennington, one of the most accurate quarterbacks with no arm whatsoever.
Well, look at their records. They're bouncing around 10-6, 6-10, 7-9, 5-11. 10-6, 9-8, 9-8, 11-6, 8-9.
They're the Bulls.
That's just where
of
they
the
are.
NFL.
Yeah. They have not won a playoff game. Oh my God. Since 2000.
That's absolutely insane. And it's like, I always feel like they're tough luck losers. You know, like, I still remember the playoff game they had against the Bills when they had no shot. They played them tight, but they had no shot. It was Skylar Thompson was their quarterback. Like, there's always some injury that, you know, befalls the Dolphins, and they're like, all right, well, we'll get them next year if all our guys stay healthy. And then there's another injury, and it's another injury. They really are the Bulls of the NFL right now. They are built to get bounced in the first round of the wild card playoffs.
The longest playoff win droughts are currently the Bears and Jets tied at third with 14 seasons, Raiders 22, Dolphins take the cake with number 24.
Ugh.
24 seasons.
That's sad. I do like some Miami Dolphins jerseys, though. They look nice. So at least they have that going for them. All right. In an interview with CBS Sports, we talked about this ad nauseum a little bit today, but I'm still going to beat it down for Call the Fold. Travis Hunter said he'd rather quit on football than not play both sides. Hunter played 713 snaps on offense and 748 on defense for Colorado last year. He was the first player since at least 1976 to have at least 500 receiving yards and 4 interceptions in a single season. Some teams have projected him as a wide receiver. Some has projected him as a cornerback. There are a few that are finally like the Browns. They've come around. They're like, hey, yeah, you know, he can do both. Call or fold? Travis Hunter should just pick a position.
Fold on that one.
Fold. I hate this answer more than anything you've ever said before, but go ahead.
You think he should pick a position?
Yes, but not because I don't think that he can do it. I think by declaring so adamantly that he wants to play both sides, I see a very selfish trait in Travis Hunter. I don't think this has anything to do with his love of football. I think this is just his ego saying, everyone says I can't do it. I want to keep doing it. I want to be the special look at me guy. And I mentioned to you off air in one of our breaks here that he's sliding down the draft board for me. Like, I think
he's good at both. He's not just doing it to do it.
I get it, but...
Tired of paying for channels you don't watch? Well, a new Sling package by Sling gives you a curated lineup of live and on-demand TV you actually want. With channels like Fox News, NFL Network, FX, FS1, and more, starting at $19.99 a month. There's even some 4K content. And in designated markets, subscribers get local broadcast networks too. No long-term contract, no hassle, just the live TV you love. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday. So, shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
It really feels like he's prioritizing himself, where he doesn't even have a team yet. He's still
He just got the Heisman you because don't of his ability to do both.
You don't gotta sell me on how good he is. I'd really be happy if he was on the Giants. But I'd be happier knowing if I'm going to get him as a wide receiver or a cornerback. Because let's say you're going to play both sides of the ball, you know, week in and week out. Dude, people pull their hammies, their quads. They're getting injured all the time. I'm doubling up my injury rate with you. If you're going to play, if you're going to be on the field all the time, you're doubling the amount of time that you could possibly get hurt. Now, I don't want you to play scared, but it's just a matter... It's just a matter of fact, dude, you cannot sustain this over a long period of time. You might not get your second contract if you do this. I think this is selfish, and I think he's trying to talk himself out of the top three. I don't know why he's so adamant about wanting to do it, other than just like, look, that I can do it. Do what the team wants you to do. You're not even a rookie yet.
Is this like something where you tell me off the air I was just pretending?
No.
This is a weird take.
I'm not killing him. I just think that he'd be better off for himself to pick a position. Let's say the Giants draft him. I'll be happy he's going to be a Giant. Because you know what? On one side, you pair him on the opposite end of Malik Nabers. Hey, that's a wide receiver tandem I could get behind. Or conversely, hey, you put him as a cornerback? Fine, maybe Deontay Banks could stop getting smoked every third series. Like, I'd be fine with that too. I don't want him going both sides because he's going to get burnt out eventually. He's young enough. He feels like he's invincible. When you're 26, 27, you don't move like you used to. And I want him to get that second contract because I want him to be good if he's going to be a Giant. I just can't possibly see how long that this is sustainable.
I think the allure is you're drafting two players for the price of one, and if he can do it, you let him do it.
Yeah, but if he gets hurt, you just lost two players.
I mean, that's fuzzy math, but I get it. Well, I fold, or call. What was the question?
Folded. Travis Hunter should pick a position. I'll hit it again just for administrative purposes, and we'll move on to the next one, because Marco's like, well, what are we doing here? Mark Andrews is entering the final year of his four-year, $56 million contract and is coming off one of the worst seasons of his career. I should know he was in one of my fantasy teams.
Did you hear Dallas Goedert's on the trade market?
Dallas Goedert to Baltimore? I'd actually would buy that for them. In and out of the lineup due to injuries, including a car accident he was involved in, so maybe one of the reasons why Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta was non-committal about Andrews' future. Mark Andrews, by the way, also had that brutal drop in the loss to the Bills that would have tied the game. Yeah, maybe a little scapegoat situation there. But also, side note before I ask you, caller Fold Bart, Derrick Henry also has not been approached about an extension. So, caller Fold, the Baltimore Ravens window is closing faster than the Buffalo Bills window.
Yeah, only because I think the Buffalo Bills window is wide open. I think they've got another 7 or 8 years of Josh Allen playing at a high level. And so I don't see their window closing anytime soon. Now, the Ravens, I might say the same thing about Lamar Jackson, but I am more confident that the Bills are able to find their way to a Super Bowl than the Ravens are. I think they are overall top to bottom better. So I will say yes. I think their window's closing faster. Yes.
All right, copy. And last one here. Make this a little quick one. NBA play-in tournament has been around since the Mickey Mouse title games in 2020 and fully adopted by the league in 2022. I don't think this thing works. But a lot of people don't like Adam Silver for trying to do too much. This is one of those things. Bro, you're just doing too much. The regular season's almost worthless. Call or fold. The play-in tournament will make it another 6 years.
I ultimately think they stay with this, so I'll call.
Cold.
Again, I'm having a hell of a time trying to explain what's happening to my kid. He still doesn't understand that the records that he's been following all year are now essentially 0-0. I think he got it a little bit on the ride home tonight, but then I threw in the play-in tournament, and he's like, what?
Yeah, it's just another level of stupidity.
It does seem like another part of the obstacle course that maybe doesn't need to be there, but it is a part of a TV package, and Amazon just bought into this part, so next year these games will be on Prime. So I think Silver gets his baby to stick around for a while, and that is call or fold.
Time to cash out.
He beats me straight up. Pay him. Pay that man his money.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most, cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.